turn down the president?
And which Hollywood legend helped Anderson Cooper realize he was gay?
Plus, we chat with a friend of the show, Cynthia Bailey, about her role in Tubi's The Stepmother.
Welcome to Dish Nation, yo!
Hey!
Yeah, baby! And I'm so excited to have our favorite troublemakers in the studio with us. Heidi Hamilton and Frank Kramer are back with us!
Yes, I could not be more excited to be back. Thank you so much.
Now, listen, I'm bummed that I can't be there in person, but I'm happy to be talking to you guys today. Now, Sherry, I know you've got a story you've been wanting to tell us about. What's up first?
Well, Heidi, Megan Fox might want to keep a first aid kit with her.
Ooh. You know,
yes, her bae, Machine Gun Kelly, was on Late Night with Seth Meyers. And apparently, after one of his shows at Madison Square Garden, he was seen looking really bloody after smashing a champagne flute on his head.
Ooh.
Take a look at his explanation.
You know when you clink a champagne glass with a fork?
To get people's attention, to start a toast? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have a fork.
Okay.
So I just clinked it on my head.
Okay. In medicine, they call that asking for it.
Okay.
Why?
That's Looney Tunes logic in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the bottle has to shatter on something, it being your head, you're probably gonna have cuts and lacerations later.
And that's something you do as a young guy. You ever smashed anything on your head?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What'd you smash?
Cans, pumpkins, all kinds
like
of stuff.
16.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
I smashed a pelvis on my face once.
Yes, I've smashed a couple pelvises in my face. Never shaved, never done that.
I've never smashed a pelvis on my face. I've had stuff rub against my face.
Smash. Well, Paris Hilton confirmed that she had to cancel on President Joe Biden to attend the wedding of her friend Britney Spears.
Yeah,
she told guest host Chelsea Handler during her appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live that Biden and his team wanted her to DJ during the Summit of America's event in L.A., but it was the same date as Britney's wedding. Take a look.
It was the same night of Britney's wedding, and then I'm like, no, I'm not going to miss that. They're like, we'll send a helicopter, and you can fly back and forth, and I'm like, I'm not going to be the one, like, landing in and out of Britney's wedding in a helicopter. Like, come on. So I had to cancel on the president.
Now, Heidi, would you cancel on President Biden to attend, you know, something that I have going on?
Frank, I can promise you this. I wouldn't go to one of your events even if I didn't have anything going on. And that's a promise.
Okay.
Yo, Heidi could have a colonoscopy appointment, and she would go to that before any of Frank's events.
Yeah, I would schedule one just to get out of Heidi's event.
You know what this says to me, though? I think that it says a lot that you would cancel President Biden. Like, that's a big appointment.
It's a big one.
Sherry, I feel that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah. I don't think a Britney Spears wedding is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Right. There's going to be at least three more of those.
Did Britney Spears make Paris DJ her wedding reception? No,
she was
going
there
as a guest. So she had to go work. And maybe she thought she wouldn't even hurt Joe Biden's feelings by canceling. I mean, he thinks Paris Hilton's a hotel in France.
Right.
All right, you guys. It's time for... Or a
dish.
Okay, guys, listen to this. The internet is debating about a video that went viral that shows a mom of four arguing with one of her baby daddies for bringing a McDonald's meal for only his son, but nothing for her other three kids, y'all, which are not his kids, by the way, like I said. So rather than thanking him for providing for his son, she threatens to expose him for not feeding her other kids. What do y'all think?
I mean, like, Happy Meals cost about $5. If you got enough money to spring for one Happy Meal, you might as well get the rest of them, because it's not the right thing to do. You can't drop a kid off with a Happy Meal in front of kids that don't have a Happy Meal.
Right.
Be hungry too.
That's going to break those kids' hearts.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Wait a minute, y'all. I'm so sorry.
Every kid wants a Happy Meal. That's not
right.
Fair.
Okay, I am so sorry. In today's day and age, we got to stay out of people's wallets. This is not a celebrity, y'all, getting McDonald's. If he's going to get a Happy Meal for his kid, maybe that's all he got. He didn't have four kids with this woman, and I'm a parent, for the kids.
Sherry.
But this boy did not have it. No, sir.
No. He needs to go somewhere and get a 20 or 30 piece nugget and split it and not get a Happy Meal. Everybody should eat at least.
Maybe he had another baby by another baby mama somewhere else and he had to take care of that one.
Right.
Let's applaud him that he's taking care of his child.
That's great. But you also could have picked up that kid, let him eat it in the car. Like most parents.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Right.
Yeah.
Let him eat in the car.
Let me tell you something about baby mamas, because all my cousins are baby mamas. If she going off at you like this, she ain't letting you take that that baby in the car.
I don't even want to give my kids chicken nuggets. And they're all my kids.
Right. You want the chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I'll eat the 20-piece. Say I got a 5-pack. And then give them the rest.
All right, so Pride Month is technically over. But around here at Dish Nation, we are still keeping things gay.
Yes.
And I wanted to, especially Chewy, more on that later. Because right now we're going to talk about Anderson Cooper. And Anderson Cooper recently came forward and said that Richard Gere helped him realize that he was a homosexual. Now, it's not what you think, but Anderson Cooper is 11 years old. Back in the late 70s. And his mom, who is Gloria Vanderbilt, she has gay friends. And these gay friends of his mom's took him to a Broadway play called Bent, which Richard Gere was starring in. He's young Richard Gere, bare-chested. And this is what Anderson Cooper had to say. Frank, why don't you do the honors?
Okay, here we are. We go backstage, and Richard Gere is shirtless in his dressing room, and I couldn't speak. And I had my playbill, and I wanted to get him to autograph it, but I just couldn't stop staring at his chest. And I just remember being like, oh, I'm gay. I'm totally gay.
End quote.
Okay, now you're done. Now you're back to being you.
That's going to be the Dish promo now.
Yeah, I'm gay. I'm totally gay.
Yeah. Oh, we got Sherry to say it too. All right.
Your DM's going to be crazy, Frank.
All right, so many years later, Anderson Cooper shared this story with Richard Gere. And Richard Gere was tickled by it.
Would anybody be nervous meeting a big star? But can you imagine you're 11 and you have a crush on them? Like, this is Brett meeting Prince or Brett meeting Michael Jackson.
It's tough to fathom, because if I would have met, like, I don't know, like Dolly Parton or Maria from Sesame Street when I was 7, I don't know how I would have reacted.
At 11, I met the Brett at a concert.
What?
They were.
I did.
Brett helped you with your sexual awakening?
Yes, and she was so sweet, and she gave me a big hug.
I'm glad I was sweet to you, because the way you be talking about these people now, child.
Yeah, <exactly. laughs> All right, so everybody knows Kesha as a singer somewhat, but she's also really into the supernatural, right? Uh-oh. In fact, she has an upcoming show on Discovery Plus called Conjuring Kesha, where she's searching for ghosts. So on Radio Andy, Kesha told Andy Cohen how she roped her dances into her supernatural pursuits. Check it out.
But when I go on tour, the band and dancers are like, let's stay at the W. And I'm like, nope, we're going to Amarillo, Texas, and we're staying in a haunted whorehouse that has...
So that's a kind of an interesting approach. So what do you think a haunted whorehouse is even like? What kind of ghost would you encounter?
I don't know.
I'm guessing there's a lot of boobies.
Oh, no. Good, man. Make the promo.
Them haunted houses. I don't like them spirits going around. Then you wonder why your dancers, y'all want to be doing orgies and things and all kinds of.
Because
them spirits are the whores then got up in you.
Yeah, or fingers.
How many ghouls can I get for $10?
I'm not down with that. You hire me to be a background dancer, not to be laying up with no spirit. Because next thing you'll be like, remember how Bobby Brown wrote in his autobiography?
He had sex with a ghost.
But wasn't that the same day he ate fried chicken with cocaine?
Maybe. Yes, he did.
He seasoned it with it.
Yeah. Same story.
And Frank was there.
Results may vary.
Frank was there, apparently. All right, up next, y'all, Fire Island star Joel Kim Booster shares how he puts the fire in his sex life. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So Fire Island star Joel Kim Booster says he does not mind sharing the spotlight in a little menage a trois action.
Ooh, chicken wicked jump on
wheel. Yes, Chewy. As long as the menage a trois action has the guest starring role, that is he himself. So in his Netflix special, Joel Kim Booster, Psychosexual, he said, it was a lot more fun being the guest star than it was logistically planning it as a couple. So yeah, I think it's a logistical nightmare now to engage in a threesome. Mm. But before it was just sort of, you know, you come in and you get the spotlight. Light, and then you leave.
Boom. All right. Pretty much, yes.
Wait a second. When you're the guest star, so are they announcing you? Like, all right, everybody, please welcome to the bed our guest star, Chewy Martinez.
Way.
You kind of are the guest star.
Because, yes.
Now, the couple, you know, has to discuss what the rules are.
Right.
But, and so you don't. You just come in as the guest star. You get your script, and and you're in every scene.
That's the ideal situation, because you come in, you come out.
Hey!
I'm here all night.
lost it.
Okay, Heidi, if you had your choice from us three, who would you pick to have a threesome with?
Oh, yeah, I'm going with Sherry twice.
Oh, wow. I was going to say you too, Heidi.
Oh, wow.
She's going with Dolce and Gabbana.
Yeah. No, it's Haagen-Dazs. Haagen-Dazs.
It's time for... Didn't see this coming. So a clip of a 22-year-old Chinese woman named Jin's getting a breathalyzer test, and it's gone viral.
What?
But the test wasn't performed by the police. It was her mother who performed the test.
Whoa.
Yeah, apparently Jin has been forbidden to have any kind of alcoholic drink until she is married.
Wow.
And she also has a 10 p.m. curfew. And many people have commented saying, this is horrible. The mom is too overbearing. What do you guys think?
My mother used to, like, sniff underwear.
Yeah.
Like,
Sherry.
What? No, your underwear?
Yes.
No. She can smell the sex on there?
Yes. You can. Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yes. Oh yes. My mother didn't.
Christy's face
and,
just.
And guess what I'm going to be doing to my son?
What?
Guess what I'm going to be doing to my son?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Really? Don't do that to Jeffrey.
No.
He ain't going to know. He ain't gonna know.
Stop.
He's
gonna do when he's I'm telling
if
you.
If he's a gentleman, smell his breath.
Well, I really didn't see dish coming. We're doing a second one.
What? A side dish?
A side dish. Hello.
Oh.
So another woman out of Mexico with the name of Luz is getting a lot of attention on the internet for falling in love with a homeless man. Wow, this is beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
Luz posted about her love story. She met her now husband, Juan, on the street, gave him a haircut, fell in love with his beautiful heart, and 2 years later, they got hitched. And fast forward 10 years now, they have 3 kids and they are still in love, y'all.
Wow.
But this has been going on since the beginning of time. Women find us and they give us a haircut, give us a breath mint and a new outfit, and yeah, we're good. We're good to go. Yeah.
Now, Sherry, I know, and I don't know if you want me to talk about this, but you know, we're friends all, you know, in real life, and you've told me about the hottie that's on Laurel Canyon.
Oh my gosh, girl. There's a homeless man on Laurel Canyon. He's this fair-skinned black man. He's got green eyes.
Wow.
And every time I roll down my window, I change it from a dollar to a 20. He just...
Wow.
Heidi, when I tell you, and all he does is he comes up, his shirt is open, he just stares at me.
Oh, my God.
He's so he's ripped in a homeless kind of way.
Oh,
like,
crazy.
Like that natural body.
Like, I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Yes, kind of ripped.
Right. No bloat.
And he's so gorgeous. And
that's
he
awesome.
Just stares at you. And I give him money all the time.
Do you go
and
out of your way to pass his interview?
Yeah, I get in the left turning lane. Yeah. I always get in the left turning lane. I never pass him up.
But we'll be able to meet him because he's Sherry's new co-host on a new talk show, September the 12th.
Oh, great.
Check your local listings.
He's my man on the street.
Literally.
He's your man on the street.
No, literally. He's on the street.
Really? You already got
He's already there, Chewy. Wow. He's already there.
Our discussion fell on Jeff. Earlier this week, the beautiful Cynthia Bailey stopped by to dish about her new film, The Stepmother, and you don't want to miss that conversation, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, now we have a special guest checking in with us today to talk about her new movie, The Stepmother. Let's give it a one time for Cynthia Bailey.
Hey!
What's up, Nation?
Peace and love. Man, you don't let grass grow under your feet at all. You stay moving, man. You've been in a couple movies, Cruel Instructions, Sharknado, The Stepmother. You out here doing a damn thing, man.
Yes.
So is reality TV completely a wrap for you?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a wrap. I would say Housewives in particular is a wrap for now.
Oh, wow.
Say forever. I just said for now. You know, I'm kind of taking a break from the drama right now, at least that kind of drama.
The movie is based on an evil stepmother played by Erica Mena. And as a mother yourself, what questions would you ask a future stepmother just to make sure she wasn't crazy?
Oh, well, first of all, I mean, there were like a lot of red flags, okay?
Yeah.
And shout out to Erica Mena for doing an amazing job playing the stepmother.
Yes.
I played a supporting role in the movie, but I was blown away by her talent. But anyway, getting back to being a mom, I actually had a stepmother, so I know it can be really good or really bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, congratulations. And since you told us how it was working with Erica Mena, what about Marcus Houston and Charles Malik Whitfield?
Oh, my God. Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis? Oh, my God. I was so coming to see you. So I was so excited to work with Malik. You know, Noelle's dad, Leon, worked with Malik on The Temptations.
Yes.
And I was always a fan of his work.
Nice.
And it felt really cool. You know, I'm still early, kind of new in the acting game, so I'm still learning. And I will say everyone that I've worked with, from Marcus to Charles Malik, all those guys were just so giving and just a treat to work with.
So, Cynthia, I mean, if you had to choose any Real Housewives of Atlanta, honey, to be your daughter's stepmom, so ooh, who would do the best or the worst job?
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go with Candy because she can afford Noelle. Yeah. Oh,
right. Candy can afford all of us.
She can afford one more kid.
I just asked her to clean me out of room.
Okay. Right?
I'll play in a dungeon. Okay. Why not?
Yeah, me too. Me too. Tie me up.
In the swimming pool room in the other house next door.
Yeah. Where's the ball gag? All right, let's go. Put it on.
Well, I said, Theo, yo, for those who want to check out the movie, where can they catch it and find out about everything else you got going on?
Stepmother. You guys, you already know, it's streaming on Tubi. It's like one of the number one movies. I'm also in another TV series called Tara Lake Drive, which is streaming on All Black. I just opened up a apparel and bag store in the Beverly Center.
Congrats.
CB by War.
Yes.
Nice. I love that.
And then, of course, you guys know I'm always sipping on my Seagram's Escapes. That partnership is still very much popping.
Hey, y'all just sent me a box. Thank you. Well, that's what's up, Cynthia. It sounds like you got a whole lot of peace of mind at this point. Mm-hmm. So, and plus, you booked and busy, so it really doesn't matter. Well, it was a pleasure catching up with you. We love you and we support you, and congratulations to you. Y'all stay tuned for more Dish Nation right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, this is the last story of the day, so that means
Dish Nation.
Well, it seems like the traffic for wealthy New Yorkers who are driving into the Hamptons has gotten pretty bad.
Oh, no. Poor rich people.
So bad that people have been getting bladder surgery and Botox to avoid having to stop for a restroom break. Yes.
Wow.
A NYC doctor said he has seen a 20% spike in patients getting this procedure done. His patients have told him about fights in the car on the way to the Hamptons because someone always needs a potty break.
That's me.
And there aren't many rest stops along the way. Even the doctors say he's lost a few friends because of this issue.
So rich people problems because don't you remember when you gotta go to the bathroom, all your friends stand around you
right.
while you pee on the side of the house.
Hurry, go.
They
hand
you some tree bars and you hope you don't get a freaking U2 diarrhea from the damn bars.
Well, in our case, I hope a rattlesnake doesn't come and bite her off.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure, Chewy. It's that close to the ground.
Hey, Poppy. All right. Poppy.
The thing is, Heidi once had to pee in her car. I know this story. She probably doesn't want me to tell it, but you know.
Is this another April Fool's joke?
No, you might want to look around your car for something, since you know there might be a lot of people around, so you just can't go off to the side of the road. Right. Like, well, you know. So there was a lot in town, a lot of people around, and so she couldn't find a cup or a bottle in the car. So she peed in a laundry basket.
No, you didn't.
Inside her car.
Inside your car.
I was stuck, and I had to go so bad.
That's
when it hurts, it hurts.
Yes, it hurts.
And it hurts you when you, because it always burns when I pee.
You got to get that checked.
That's cream that you put on your thing for 7 days.
That's what I meant too.
That's an antibiotic.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.